Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui. You are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Freedom is what we all strive for and chase after. We all want to be free from our bondages, but not all of us happen to actually liberate ourselves from our own inner reactions. If you're aware of this very fact and want to achieve freedom from your inner and outer conditions and limitations, stay tuned with me. Today, we are gonna discover a few very different ways you can deal with your non-serving emotions and lead yourself to your dreams and desired accomplished outcomes. And it's going to be a very new knowledge for most of us, I promise you that. Robert E. Wilson, my awesome guest today, has some extremely interesting insights to share with us. Robert is an inspirational speaker, hypnoacutist, dream sculptor, and published author. Now, if the term hypnoacutist made your eyes roll out of curiosity, let me tell you very honestly that even I Googled this term and did not find anything much there. So the best way is to hear directly from Robert, who has coined this word. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me here. It's my honor and privilege to be here. I went to hypnotherapy school, and I was in the class, and there's some people, we did some outside classes, and a girl come in here and says, "You can't do nothing with me. I'm just addicted to hypnotherapy." That opened my eyes. They said, if people are addicted, they're going to wake up in the morning being the same. So I like the word acuity, and hypnoacuity is hypnotherapy, but it calms the thinking, memory, mind, and its keenness of vision, listening, and inspiration. And if you take the word mind out of your life and use the word inspiration, you're thinking, your mind goes right into memory. There's something to look for, to blame or something. So if you allow yourself to use inspiration over thinking, it allows you to move forward in life. And that's why hypnoacuity, because people, the thinking memory mind is quiet and you can expand out of wherever you want to do.
That's a very interesting definition of hypnoacuity. For long years, I believed that being money-minded was a bad thing. So I kept on avoiding money. In every job interview, I hesitated to negotiate salary and turned down every opportunity to make money. Even my coaching business functioned as a free service for a long time because the reason I got into coaching was to serve people. Then I started realizing the side effects of my wrong money mindset. Thanks to my coaches and mentors who set me up for money inflow while serving the world. Whatever career you are into, if your money mindset is distorted, you are going to struggle in your career. And the amazing fact is that you would not even realize that you are sabotaging your full potential, because all this happens at the sub and unconscious level. Your money stories are deep-rooted, particularly if you have seen a money-deprived childhood. The solution is to identify your patterns and let them go as fast as you can, because it's costing you your career. That's why the money mindset is a big part of all my coaching programs. Send me a quick mail to connect@authorhina.com to know more about my programs. Robert, the way we use language impacts our mind, brain, and actions in a big, huge way. And you use and don't use certain words. Tell us a bit about that. What word did you stop using?
Well, I took change, heal, create, transformation, forgiveness, learn, know, thinking know out of my life, because them are all connected to viewpoints, opinions in the past.
Right.
They're all thinking words. Yeah. And I took transformation out, and I took them words all out of my vocabulary, because for the first 9 years I was doing this, I stayed stuck in the same place. And my thoughts and everything stayed the same. So what I opened up to is I call it a liminal lingo. And a liminal is a word that takes you over above the threshold of where you're at today.
Yeah.
I use, for change, I use expand. If I'm going to say one thing to everybody, you take the word change out of your life and use the word expand, It quiets a thinking memory mind and allows you to be more expansive, and it doesn't bring the limitations up like change does, because there's pain and change, expand is grand. And that's my little saying. It's I expand out of this to expand of this. And see, you feel how calm your thinking memory mind is as you're saying that. It really opens up a new way of living. So as you move forward, and then energize is when I'm a union electrician, and transformation means step down to me. It comes in 500,000 volts, step down to 13.8 to 480 down. But if you, and when we turn the circuit on, it's energized. So if you energize your dreams and your innovation and your imagination, how do you expand through life then? An enterprise is there's free of memory, but for learn, it's comprehend. Would you rather learn or would you rather comprehend what's going on? And it's also listening for the clarity of your dreams and imagination. And that just started me on a pathway because it dissolved my old way of thinking, and it really quiets the thinking memory mind. And it doesn't get you all wound up into the trauma and drama of yesterday. And that is the biggest thing that goes on for me. And for transformation is actually expansion. Heal is appreciation. Mm-hmm. If you appreciate yourself for going through the deal, you return the value. And wisdom over knowing, because wisdom is the experience. And that's the question. Wherever you start into something, where is the wisdom, inspiration, insight, and clarity? And that's something that I never used the word clarity up until about a month and a half, 2 months ago. But it's I listen for the clarity to comprehend the situation, to attain the wisdom, insight, and clarity to expand my life. And clarity is actually comprehend life, appreciating rebellious internal trend setting. He has a snazzy savvy to move forward.
Right. That's very true. Our minds are meaning-making machines. So we try to make a meaning out of every word that we think or say. I think very unique imagination that we have in our minds when we think of certain words. So I think it would be different for different people. Is it so?
Everybody, that's the key.
Yeah.
You just hit the biggest thing. Everything in life was unique to you. I don't care if 25 people go through the same experience. It's unique to one. Everything is unique to you. And that's how you develop your unique talents. Mm-hmm. The outside world is a guide. That's all it is. You're the casting director of your life. You can hire, fire, and change the scenarios of your life.
Absolutely.
24/7. It's a now beginning, now I want.
And I believe that the biggest obstruction in achieving true freedom is our own inner reactions. We think that it's other people, but actually in reality, our own negative inner reactions limit us the most. So how do we break that pattern of inner reactions?
I got a little saying, but what you just said is the truth. It is the most honest, sovereign liberation anybody can experience right there. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's a sovereign liberation, and it's opening up our internal sovereign wealth. And what you said, yeah, and what we really expand of is it's a simple saying, I liberate me from me, because we're liberating ourselves from our own thinking, memory, mind, opinions, and viewpoints.
Exactly. Because
they all come from yesterday. And the way you said that was eloquent, and it just really, if you answer that to yourself, not really answer. I took answers and solutions. It's a pathway of liberation, open a trail of triumph to be free from me.
Yeah.
And also, every word you use to get to today keeps you in yesterday. It's developing your own liminal lingo that rises you above the threshold of where you're at today. You got to raise your words out of yesterday to get out of yesterday into tomorrow or into the now.
Yeah.
And when you open up to the now, you're naturally optimizing wisdom. You expand out of your past right here, because the same events, the underlying currents of that event is still going on today. So when you listen for the clarity, you expand out of that event right in the present moment.
Yeah, that's very powerful, because now is the only time. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. It's the only now where we live in. And most of the times we mess up the now.
It's something else. you're going to think and know your way to yesterday.
Yeah.
When you lay your head down on the pillow, that's when the imagination, the dreams take over. That's your true talent and your innovative wisdom. That's your all your divine grandeur is coming to you. We wake up in the morning with the same thoughts, same routines, and the same shitty thoughts or whatever thoughts you wake up with, what kind of day you're going to have. Right. And I forgot another thing. I got two little sayings. If you're having a day where it's all going to hell and everything is just, you know, unsavory, just call it a flip-a-maid, flip-a-ma-jig. Just say flip-a-ma-jig be gone. Mm-hmm. And all that's going to do is make you laugh. And when you can break the thoughts with the laughter, you can expand out of it. You have somebody that's irritating the hell out of you, just say, whatchamacallum, be gone now. The key words in there is be gone now. You can say that to anything. But if you can make yourself, you know, like you giggled, that broke the pattern. And that's all you really can begin as by breaking the pattern.
That's a very creative way of looking at it.
Yes. And the thing about all this is make it fun and make it a game.
Yes.
All you're trying to do is liberate yourself from yourself. And it's like you said earlier, it's your thinking, memory, mind. And I laughed at that because I was driving down the road getting ready to go to the desert to walk. And one morning I said, everything I blame the outside world for inside me. It was my thoughts, my opinion, my view. And I kind of had to get a little sin. That wasn't very nice, but it was very liberating.
Yeah.
And that's the key word over heal is liberation.
Yes.
There's no memory involved with heal your thinking, liberation your feeling.
Yeah, that's a very powerful way. I think each one of us can make a good use of it and change our lives and liberate our own self from our own selves.
That's all there is. That side world did nothing to me. That really was really hard on my revenge thinking when I found out the outside world did very little, did nothing to me.
Yes.
I did it to myself. That was very, very enlightening.
Yeah, this is very, very enlightening. I indeed believe so. Robert, I love the title of your book, My Wisdom Breathes. Please tell us a bit about that.
My Wisdom Breathes is written with, it's unpunctuated, it's written in rhymes, and probably most people thinking it's politically incorrect. But you got to wash away the politically correct perfection programming in your life to move your life forward, because you get stuck in that and it's just a rat-a-tat-tat-tat. So if you can do that, and it's written in rhymes, but it's there's no not words, there's nothing. And there's one thing that book will never tell, is don't tell you what to do. It takes you on a journey, and it's written in capital letters, three lines with zero punctuation, because the thinking, memory, mind, the past, nothing can come into the situation, and it allows you to uncover and discover your sovereign, internal sovereign wealth and internal sovereign love for yourself. And the reason I took self-worth and all them out of there, sovereign is untouched and uncontrolled by outside sources. And wealth is just wisdom, expanding appreciation, totally loving heaven today. There's another word I use, but I don't. Just loving my hellraiser way through life. Because if you ain't weird and crazy, you're stuck in the rest of the world.
Yes, that's very true. And how do we order your book? Where can we find your books?
It's on my website at mycowboywisdom.com. And it's on mywisdombreeze.com. And it's also available. It's really fun to listen to an audio if you're having a bad day. And that's on Audible.
Okay.
Just go punch in My Wisdom Breathes and you'll get it. But it's really good to listen to an audible because it's half rhyming, and there is never anything about the past. If it talks about the past, it's talking about discharging, release, and dissolving it. It's talking about moving forward with inspiration, innovation, and imagination. And see, the imagination begins as soon as your head hits the pillow. It's when we wake up with yesterday's thoughts is when we stay the same.
Yes.
And something else I'll share with you on some words. I took the rewire and everything out of my life. Anything with re, I took out of my life also, because it's a now beginning. It begins right now with a now adventure, with a now circuited celebrating way of life to say, I now begin, now I won. And that just, your thinking, memory, mind can't get into anything there.
Yeah.
It's declining the thinking, memory, mind to light you, unbind the mind to expand through life.
Right. I'm imagining how beautiful the life would be if we could do that, if we could just break our patterns of thinking and get rid of our memory mind and all the chatter that goes on in our minds just all the time, and just start living in the now and in the present moment. It would be just beautiful.
You know, you said that, but something I discovered, I can do nothing back here, but the memory isn't then, the memory is now.
Yeah.
We have lived a continuous now, thinking we had a past.
Yeah.
And we're still tied into our ancestors' way of life. We're still stuck in that survival mode and everything, the sky is falling. I just wrote one yesterday. You know, something you really want to be aware of, it, for me, I stopped listening to it. When people say you have a problem or they can help you, well, they're saying they can help you, but underneath they're asking for your help.
Yes.
Because whatever comes from you is what you're asking from the world. And if you think you're telling the world something, you're really expressing what's inside you. So that's not why I quit writing, telling the world they had challenges and telling the world everything's bright and light and moving forward, because everybody's always looking for an answer, solution, right and wrong. And all that does is keep you in yesterday.
Yeah, right. And the outer world is always in reflection of our inner world. And that's how I totally can relate with what you just said, that whatever comes from outside, it's actually within us.
Yeah, when you can open up and admit to that, the first 30, about the first 40 seconds of that, you want to say, and then when you let it sink in and let it all discharge. And that's why I use discharge over release, because you feel a discharge.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of have an image. And something else I'll share with you, Hina, stop saying you have possibilities in life.
Okay.
Open up to the scenarios of your desired lifestyle. Not life, lifestyle, because you are the fashion designer of your dreams.
Yes.
And your outside. That's why I got in my new book called Life Occurs for Me Now, I got a chapter in there. I'm the screenwriter, fashion director. You are the screenwriter, the fashion designer, but you're also the casting director. You can fire, hire, get rid of, and put a new scenario in your life, a now scenario, anytime you want in your life.
This is very interesting, and I would love to have your audiobook, I think, by the end of today only.
Yeah, and it's really about opening up to your own unique talent. Yeah. See, everything we've learned in a school system and all the books you read, that's what somebody else wants you to know.
Yeah.
You read a book, there's three nuggets of wisdom in any book, and all you want is the book, the nuggets of wisdom for your dreams, desires, whatever, but you want them. Where's the wisdom for me to expand today?
Yes, correct. And it's really amazing. And I'm going to include the link to your book in the show notes section so that people can find your book and do that. And I'm going to download Robert's book today itself, right? I just can't wait to listen to that.
Before we go, I want to share one thing. That book, you take that book, put it on audio or written. If you're having a bad day, you can open it up to any page and and expand out of that into span of something that's more at peace. And see, that's another thing I'll share. Stop trying to be happy, because you're thinking happy, you feel peace. And life occurs for me today.
There's a lot of wisdom in this.
I want to really thank you, Hina. This has been fun. You're a great host, and it was my honor and privilege to be here.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's wonderful to have you, because the kind of concepts you talked about in this show, I never heard before. So this is a very new knowledge for me, and I'm sure it's very new knowledge for our listeners too. And the listeners who are majority is corporate professionals are definitely going to make use of the concepts that you talked about using certain words and being in the present moment and breaking the pattern. I'm sure it's going to help everybody a lot.
That's the thing. The only one that can expand your life is you.
Yes, correct. Absolutely. We are the creator of our own life.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Thank you very much, Robert, and all the very best for your books.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun for me too. Isn't all that way too interesting? I mean, if you start and stop using certain words, you can hypnotize yourself to get whatever you want. And for most of the corporate professionals, it's a stress-free and rewarding career that we truly desire, isn't it? Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know how you are going to use the knowledge that you gained today in your everyday life. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website authorhina.com for career changing tools and resources. And don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.